Good morning again. Each week we'll look inside a treasure chest to see what we will be discussing as a part of our stewardship campaign. And our main scripture, as you can see, is right up front, and we're going to keep that right on our hearts and minds for the whole month and even the whole year. Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. This week, our hearts, this week is our hearts, as you can see. I took it out of the box already, out of the treasure chest. And Galen told us a really heartwarming story about where her heart is and where our outreach team's heart is. And maybe you can relate. I know my heart is in outreach and service. But my heart also knows how important this church building is, located on this specific corner in our city. In our neighborhood, we have Planned Parenthood, hospitals, numerous addiction support groups, the Heroin Addiction Rehab Center, a psychiatric hospital with day programs and inpatient programs, housing for folks with low income living with HIV and AIDS. We house an awesome food pantry here at our church, and college and grad students all live and seek services around us. In other words, we may serve as a place of refuge and a place of sanctuary for many kinds of people with differing needs. So I just want to set the scene here for you. One day, a college student stopped by to see if she could sit in the sanctuary for a few minutes. And so it wasn't a day like this where everything was, the lights were on and the candles were on. And she was taking a long walk because she was going through some family problems. She stopped at the door and said, "I saw your church. Can I come in?" And I said, "Do you want to talk or do you just want to sit alone in the sanctuary?" And she said, "I'd like to talk." And so we sat right here in this very first pew, just like it is right now. Dark, but still such a sacred, beautiful place. And she told me that she was going through a family situation and she really missed home. This space was what she needed in that moment. This space grounded her. I've never seen her again, sadly. But this church on this corner in this neighborhood is such an important presence. She left knowing God was with her no matter what was ahead. This is just one story. Given the list of neighborhood businesses and facilities and differing neighbors, I think I could tell you a story a week about something like this and how this space has silently helped another. People need that. People need the church. People need to know God is still present in this city, on this particular corner. So where is your heart? This scripture, Matthew 6:19-21, is a part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And I'm not going to get into the background of that because next week we have a guest speaker, Beth Drew, who's going to dive into that and tell us all about it. But I want to highlight a couple of the key words. One is treasure. Treasures on earth and in heaven. What's the difference? What would God in heaven treasure? Maybe acts of kindness, loving and serving one another, offering hospitality in our homes and hospitality in our church home, praying and depending on God. In my notes of my Bible study, treasure in heaven meant, come, follow me. Jesus is asking us to follow him in this text from the Sermon on the Mount. And heart, the other key word in the scripture. In Matthew's context, and in Greek, heart was considered a region of thought, intention, and moral disposition. Today, heart pretty much means the same thing. We say things like, follow your heart, when we really mean, do the right thing for you. So as we walk through this stewardship campaign, let's keep this thought in mind. Is our treasure truly where our heart is pulling us? As you will find throughout October, our treasure is not just our finances, because we are able to follow God through many things we value, such as our time, our prayer, our talents, and of course, our finances. This October, let's take some time to reflect on where our heart is and where we may want it to be. I'll close with this quote from our text today, about our text today, by Roderick D. Ice. And he's referring to, for your heart will always be. This is a universal. The thing which you value the most will be the center of your attention. If your wealth is in heaven, your mind will always be looking up to God. Amen.